Former Ray Bennett on Cuomo accusations, the governor was trying to sleep with me. By Pam Key on March 4, 2021. Former aide Charlotte Bennett spoke out on Thursday's broadcast of CBS Evening News for the first time about her allegations of sexual harassment by Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY. Anchor Nora O'Donnell said, "Governor Cuomo said that he had never propositioned anybody. Do you believe that he was propositioning you?" Bennett said, "Yes." O'Donnell said, "For what?" Bennett said, "Sex." Setting the time frame, Bennett said, "The pandemic was obviously stressful for all of us. And he was on TV every day talking about it." O'Donnell asked, "So you think all this national attention may have emboldened him?" Bennett replied, "Absolutely. I think he felt like he was untouchable in a lot of ways." On one of the encounters Bennett has detailed, O'Donnell asked, "You just finished Dictation, and the governor is telling you he is lonely and looking for a relationship?" Referencing being a rape survivor, Bennett said, "Yes. He asked if I had trouble enjoying being with someone because of my trauma." O'Donnell said, "This seemed entirely inappropriate." Bennett added, "The governor asked me if I was sensitive to intimacy." O'Donnell said, "In his office?" Bennett said, "Yes, during the workday." She continued, "He asked me if age difference mattered. He also explained that he was fine with anyone over 22. O'Donnell asked, "What were you thinking as he is asking you these questions?" Bennett said, "I thought he's trying to sleep with me. The governor is trying to sleep with me, and I am deeply uncomfortable. And I have to get out of this room as soon as possible." She added, without explicitly saying it, "He implied to me that I was old enough for him and he was lonely." On Cuomo's apology, Bennett said, "It's not an apology. It's not an issue of my feelings. It's an issue of his actions. The fact is that he was sexually harassing me. And he has not apologized for sexually harassing me, and he can't even use my name." Follow Pam Key on Twitter @PamKeenan.